This is an extradition warrant for a genocide suspect, Mr. Nitin Hurahigabo, who was the head of military intelligence in Rwanda in the period leading up to 1994. What we've heard is the prosecutor general in Rwanda has asked the French judicial system, and that's not just the courts, but also a special office here in Paris that deals with crimes against humanity, has asked that he be arrested and be put on a plane back to Rwanda. They say that since they got the reports in July that this former military intelligence official was in France, they have put together a dossier, and in that dossier are 25 witness statements that the Rwandan authorities say is proof enough that he needs to stand trial in Rwanda for these alleged crimes.
What's been the response by Mr. Nitawerigabo's lawyers pertaining to this extradition request?
His lawyers messaged me a few hours ago saying that they had no comment to make. They said they weren't up to speed with these developments. However, when this first came to light here in France at the end of July, they did say that their client was innocent of the charges that had been put forward.
So moving forward, since this is apparently a warrant for extradition, what's the process that the accused will go through?
Well, at the moment, there are two processes that are going side by side. One is the French authorities, who have opened a formal investigation into the allegations that during the genocide, that this military intelligence chief was one of the people who participated in daily meetings at which there was the planning, preparation, or execution of a scheme to commit atrocities. So that is what the French are investigating. The suspect has not yet been formally arrested, so that is going through. The Rwandans are saying, we can arrest him today. Here is a document. Hand him over. This could prove difficult because traditionally France, unlike some other European nations, has not handed over suspects. It is preferred to keep them here in France, if necessary, put them on trial here, or hand them over to the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, the mechanism, as it's called. However, and this is where Rwandan officials say that they may have a chance of this, of getting their suspect back to Rwanda. In 2004, that International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda dropped all their cases against this suspect. No one knows for sure why, but he is not wanted by the mechanism at the moment. So it is a bit of a race against time, and it could well show exactly what the current French president, Emmanuel Macron, means when he says that the current French government has turned a page when it comes to its relationship with Rwanda.